They're looking for a guy that upset the world and shocked the world when he took Ted Kennedy's seat in Massachusetts. Senator Scott Brown's trying to do the same thing in New Hampshire. Hey, Senator Brown, welcome back to Kilmeade and Friends.
Hey, Brian, great to be on. Good morning to you and your listeners.
Yeah, we are miss having you on, having you as a contributor, but I know you're working hard to get that seat in the Senate. Now, listen, you're not the insurgent guy in his red truck anymore. How's this different from your Massachusetts run?
Well, actually, it's a green truck, and it's still going. I'm in it right now, heading up to Manchester, and I'll tell you what, the energy level is off the charts. People are tired of business as usual. We have a senator here who votes 99-point-whatever with the president and his failed policies on immigration, supports him 100%, is in favor of the DREAM Act and what the president's doing with a lot of the DREAM Act kits and you know, the poorest borders, et cetera, the economy, energy. So it's been a lot of fun. Really enjoy it. Certainly, I love doing what I was doing. And I think as a result of me being on Fox and being up on the issues and listening to the false rhetoric out of the administration really charged me up to get involved again.
Well, Senator Brown, right now you're trying to become the next senator from New Hampshire. We'll talk about that race in a second, but I want to get you in on some of the issues we were just discussing. Just talking to Chairman Mike McCaul on television, and he says today the House will put forward a bill to address, take some FEMA money, $650 billion, and put it towards deporting these kids who have come over here with their families illegally. Are you for that?
What I'm for is to having people who are here illegally start to follow our laws. Here they are. They're trying to become U.S. citizens, and their first act is not to follow our laws. What I have said is we need to absolutely secure the border once and for all. You go through TSA, you go through the games with frisking and looking in your bags, but you can just walk across the border. While we need to act compassionately, Brian, and secure these kids, we need to get them back to their home of origin, and then they can go through the channels that are available to them right now through our embassy. But to think that we're going to put a class of people ahead of those who are trying to follow our laws, I have a real problem with.
Well, I tell you what, I have a real problem personally with the fact that they're putting these kids in from Massachusetts to Indiana without telling the governors. I mean, why would Homeland Security think that's okay?
Well, I have a lot of problems with what the administration's doing, and it's one of the reasons I'm running. And here's the thing we can really look forward to. The best check and balance to these out-of-control policies is to take over the Senate and make Harry Reid the minority leader and take all those bills that everyone's concerned about and put them on the president's desk. And then let's see where his head's really at. Let's see whose side he's really on when it comes to our economic and security and national security and homeland security issues.
We're talking to Senator Brown. Senator, let's talk about what the president did and didn't do to foment this surge across our borders from Honduras, Guatemala, and other Central American states. And that is when he declared in 2012, if you're a kid here, brought at a young age by your parents, and you're living here illegally because you weren't born here, you no longer have to fear deportation. That seems to have been misinterpreted, and that's what many people abbreviate as DACA.
Yes, that's correct. I know the House is addressing that, I believe, today, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And that being said, I agree with what the House is doing, because what that sent out is almost like a neon light to the rest of the world and that part of the region, that part of the world, to say, hey, listen, just get your kids here. And if you do, you're going to be all set. We'll take care of them. Well, with all due respect, we are a nation of laws, and we need to secure our border once and for all. And it's those failed policies of the administration and backed up by Senator Shaheen, who's his number one foot soldier, and other Obama Democrats who are just supporting these failed policies that are leading to our economic insecurity and challenges to our economic security.
So the president's being sued. You know that. Do you think that's a good move by the House?
You know, the president wants to make it seem like he's being sued for damages or something. It's very common when there's a dispute between the branches for the judicial branch to figure it out. This is not uncommon to get guidance and put questions of law before the judicial branch. So yeah, it's fine. I don't think it's that a big a deal as the president's making it out. He makes it seem like he's going to get kicked out of the White House if they win. So please, get up in arms and send me money.
Yeah, Senator Brown, you still there?
Yes, I'm right here.
So I was fading a little bit. Here's President Obama's reaction, a little bit of it yesterday in Kansas City. Cut one.
Think about this. They have announced that they're going to sue me for taking executive actions to help people. So, you know, they're mad because I'm doing my job. Everybody recognizes this is a political stunt, but it's worse than that because every vote they're taking like that means a vote they're not taking to actually help you.
So here he is going on and on. He assumes that everything he does helps people, number one.
Well, first of all, the political stunt is what he's doing around, going around talking about impeachment, saying that the legislative branches have no right to bring action to make a determination of law as to whether he's abusing or exceeding his authority. This is a very natural thing to do, and to try to bring it to a level like he's going to be sued and he's going to lose his income and lose his salary and there's going to be damages, and it's just wrong. And listen, the president, I believe, is not leading. He's not leading on foreign policy. Our allies don't trust us. Our foes don't respect or fear us. We have no energy policy. We have a flat economic policy. We have Obamacare with the business mandate coming in after the election. There's so many things that are putting a wet blanket over job creation and our feelings of security and pride. Add on the $17 trillion national debt and a whole host of other bad decisions, Brian. And what's the answer? The answer is to take over the Senate, is to have people get on scottbrown.com and help donate and help volunteer. And let's send a message to the president, because he's not up for re-election, but his number one foot soldiers are our folks. So let's get involved and make them really understand what's going on.
Senator, how are you finding time to campaign with two daughters? I think they're getting married this year, right?
Well, one got married 2 weeks ago. She came home. She's home right now, and Ayla is getting married in 30 days, and she just got back from Italy, Spain, Greece, Turkey, and Egypt performing for our troops, and had a nice concert last night in New Hampshire. I was actually able to get up and play some guitar on her songs. It was a lot of fun. So you just do it, Brian. It's that important to take back the Senate, take back our country, reestablish the pride of America and who we are as Americans, as the greatest country in the world. That's what we have to get back.
In most polls, here we are at the end of July, you're trailing Senator Shaheen by about between 8 and 10 points. How do you close that gap?
The last poll has me down 5, and quite frankly, I'm surprised it's so close because I have a primary and she doesn't. And I have about 72% of the Republicans. As soon as we get through our primary, which I believe we will very substantially, and we unite this party, guess what? It's the worst nightmare, and this is true all over the country. It's the worst nightmare for Senator Shaheen and every other Democrat in New Hampshire, and it's the same in every other state in our country. If we unite and don't squabble about the small things that may divide us, if we actually unite and recognize that our country is in trouble and needs real leadership, that Reagan leadership, then we will send a very powerful message. That's what we need to do, is unite our party. It's their worst nightmare.
And so you feel as though after the primary is done and when people start paying attention to the fall, it's game on.
Listen, we know what we're doing, Brian. We didn't fall off the turnip truck yesterday. We have a plan. We're executing that plan. And as I said, the fact she has no primary and has been in politics so long here, and I'm down 5, and I haven't even united the party. She knows the numbers, and so do I, because we have a completely different demographic, you know. Two more Republicans than Democrats. Those independents used to be Republicans, you know, who are kind of fed up with the divisiveness of what's been happening lately. When, and I believe we will, unite the party, it's going to be a worst nightmare.
So, Senator Bryan, I always feel bad talking to you because you're one of the busiest guys around, a lot of family obligations, and running for Senate, and you're still working out every day, running and lifting. You make the rest of America feel guilty.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you should talk. You should talk, Bryan. So, we just did a triathlon this weekend, and my wife and I are doing the Pan Mass Challenge, 111-mile bike ride for cancer, because her stepdad recently passed, and we have a lot of other friends and family who are affected by that terrible disease. So, doing it on a tandem bike, so I'm going to eat a lot of beans and burritos and beer the night before.
That's an interesting tactic. I just would love to as soon as someone can write with magic marker on my arm, I know I've arrived. That means I am actually in a triathlon. Senator Scott Brown, best of luck back in that truck, back on the campaign trail, and good luck to Isla in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, she's getting married, and if people want to help, I'm telling you, it's time, folks. ScottBrown.com, and let's go take back our country.
And I met that. I met her future husband. He seems like a great guy. Very good baseball player.
Yeah, she wanted me to say hello. I just left her this morning. She's back, and she had a wonderful time with you down in Nashville, so thank you.
And we got a free CD out of it, which is excellent, and it opens up with the Star-Spangled Banner. Senator Scott Brown, thanks so much.